welcome back. It's AMPM Sports on ESPN 1005.com. I'm Aaron Moret. As always, you can follow along on Twitter at AaronESPN 1005, at AaronESPN 1005. And I asked a question to you earlier this morning just as to, and I thought it was an interesting question that ties together both the Packers and the Badgers football teams. My question was, if the Packers would draft a Badger this year, who would you want it to be? I have a number of options to choose from here. Jacob Pedersen coming out, tight end. Also, Chris Borland, middle linebacker, and wide receiver Jared Aberderis. Those are going to be your top three guys. I don't think James White is a viable option considering the great combination that the Packers have suddenly at running back. Steven tweets at AaronESPN 1005 and says, hands down, got to be Jared Aberderis. Sam says, I guess it depends on what round, but I would take Borland. Corey says, Borland after round three and Hagerman round one, D Ford round two. Tom says it would have to be Borland, right? Big Daddy Tuna tweets at AaronESPN 105. Jared Aberderis, late round. James Jones needs to go. Too much money. And Clint tweets at AaronESPN 105 and says Borland, then Aberderis in that order. It's just something interesting to think about. And I like to pose those ever so challenging questions to you once in a while on Twitter. Okay, it is Super Bowl week. Media day today. And media day is something that I could, I think, do without for the most part. I'm not, I don't think much good comes out of it. I don't think you can glean a whole lot of information out of these players. But once in a while, somebody does speak up and somebody says something that is kind of stupid. And this year, that honor goes to Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, from the cornerback of the Denver Broncos. He came out, and if Richard Sherman needed any extra fuel on his fire, his counterpart, fellow cornerback, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, says that Richard Sherman is not among the top five cornerbacks in the NFL. He says, when asked who would be the top five, he said it, Champ Bailey, which is his teammate, understandable that he would say him, Asante Samuel, and Charles Woodson. Said, as long as those three guys are in the league, you can't call yourself the best. Oh, really? I don't think that was probably, if I'm Peyton Manning, if I'm the wide receivers for Denver, I'm just sitting there shaking my head thinking, okay, this isn't going to change our game plan or anything, but did you really need to go out and say that? I mean, here's Peyton Manning, probably in his last Super Bowl ever, trying to win it, trying to cement his legacy, and here you have your guy on defense talking about Richard Sherman, the guy who needs no more motivation than he already has, and who knows he's the best, who says he's the best, and takes exception when somebody questions him. You have Cromartie saying, he's not even in the top five. Now, if I'm his teammates, being a Denver Bronco, specifically Peyton Manning, who's got to throw against Sherman, and his wide receivers who have to go up against him, or his tight end, I'm not too happy with these comments. I mean, media day, just shut your mouth, give the standard answers. It's the Super Bowl. You don't want to have the headline on media day. Not a smart move. Oh, by the way, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie said that he may retire after this game. He said his goal in the NFL was to play it for 5 years, and he's done that. All right. Hopefully, if you're a Denver Bronco fan, it's not too much of a distraction leading up to this game. And even more so than than hoping it's not a distraction is the hope that it does not inspire Richard Sherman to really play out of his mind even more than he already does because of the added extra motivation. I mean, he certainly took exception to whatever Crabtree had to say about him. There was a little post-game rant on, with Aaron Andrews after the game, something like that. I don't know if you caught it or not. Don't you ever talk about me. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, he's talking about him. I think when you look at the Super Bowl, and people have been talking about, well, what should the big storyline be? And to me, there's only one major storyline here, and that is the legacy of Peyton Manning. What's that going to mean for him? Either way, if he wins, do we consider him the best quarterback in the NFL? If he loses, do you look at it as another choke job? He's played extremely well throughout the postseason to this point. I mean, he had a record-setting day with a record-setting offense in the AFC Championship game. He's played well, but if he loses the Super Bowl and plays a little bit poorly, what do you think then? Did he choke it? Can he not be the best of all time? A part of me hopes that Peyton wins it so we can stop having this conversation about who's better, him or Eli, because clearly Peyton is better than Eli Manning. I don't need Super Bowls to tell me that. Eyes tell me that. But I think that's the only major storyline of this game this weekend. Now you got some other things. No Sean Moreno's going back to his hometown, basically, and playing in the Super Bowl, which is obviously fun for him. But the big thing is Peyton Manning, what does it mean for him, whether he wins or loses? To me, I've always come down, I think if you've won one Super Bowl, you've cemented yourself in football history. Now, a Super Bowl by itself can't make you the best of the best, but you have to have both. You have to have the Super Bowl or Super Bowls, and you have to have the numbers, which is why I think the best quarterback of the last 20 years, 25 years, is Tom Brady. He's got the Super Bowls. He's got the numbers. I think it's Brady. No doubt about it. But it's because he has both. Peyton has one Super Bowl. He wins this one. I put him ahead of Tom Brady. That's how I look at things for Peyton Manning. But if you're asking what are the big storylines, I think that's one of them. Clearly, the other has been the weather. Right now, the predicted forecast for Sunday is 36 degrees and probably going to be dropping down somewhat below that, probably about, what, into the 20s by the time game time rolls around in New Jersey. Do you like that? The weather could play a factor in the game. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, I think that they should be counting their blessings that there isn't one of these major snowstorms in the immediate forecast for New York, though the way that these things have been popping up all winter long wouldn't be too surprising to see it. And I'm not saying you don't want the snowstorm because what it'll do to the game, that's an issue by itself, but imagine all the traffic around the Super Bowl, all the people and the headaches and the traffic jams and everything else that would occur if they got dumped, if they had 8 inches of snow dumped on them. That would be a mess. I mean, I don't know exactly. I'm sure money had a part in it, like it does in everything. But I don't know exactly why you put the Super Bowl in New York in February. Boy, that just that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I can't say that I like it. Besides the fact of what it could do to the game itself. We'll get more into that tomorrow. I want to thank you, everyone who tweeted me today. Continue to do so at AaronESPN105 on Twitter. Always glad to hear from you. Always glad when you follow along as well. Appreciate you listening to us here today on ESPN 1005.com. Be back tomorrow. More AM PM sports. Have a great night.